Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Salam. You're going live right now. Here Friday evening, the sixth day, you know, and here on Friday Eve is actually the eve of the Shabbat. Remember the biblical principle, evening and morning. So the eve is actually that beginning at the eve. So here for the Shabbat Eve right here.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Friday Eve right here, a.k.a. the Shabbat Eve and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest inside your home.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Yom HaShabbat, Likad Show,
remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Shabbat Shalom. Yes,
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. My rest. My rest. My rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness. His holiness. His holiness. His holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God, we hope, God, we hope, God, we hope, God, we hope, God. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people.
נננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדמה פניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מצא במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, 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 מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, וכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה, קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, רעתה ותחל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך אדוני. כי אתה אדוני עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו. זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. במשרים, 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 במשרים. מזמור צד תת. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו. קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלות, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום.
Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace, 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 peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor Le David. Havu l'Adonai b'nei elim, Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz, Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום,
ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, ושלום, Bekoach, empower the voice of Jah. Jehovah is in power.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And this here brings us from that word sound from Psalm 29, call Yahuwah, Bekoach, call Adonai, the voice of Adonai, of Jehovah, Bekoach, here to the Ana, Bekoach, Ana Bekoach, the attributes of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, right here for the Kabbalah Shabbat.
Ana Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, Ana Bekoach. Gedulata Yamin Katir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yamin Katir Zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika Zangved, Zangved, Zangved Tahreinu Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangved, Zangved, Zangved Tahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one. Awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barkhem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta Tamid Al Tamle. Bless them. Purify them. Pity. Pity. Barkin. Barkin. Rachemei. Sidik Atekta Tamid Al Tamle. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Always. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock, Yachida Ge'e Le'ameka B'ne Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn, Zokhre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries, Show Atenu Kabir, accept our cries. Ushma, Ushma, Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show I did, Kabir Ushma, 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 Yo de a ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo de a ta elumot. Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malkuto, Le'olam Vaed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Shabbat Shalom,
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 hold the rest.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 לך דודי, 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 לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. Leka todi likrati atala bne shabati nekapala.
Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine at Sinai, Sinai was heard.
Wa echad ushmo echad echad.
Wa hiribi
Jehovah.
Yehya chaja echad ushmo echad.
Our Jehovah is one,
and one is his name.
His name, his name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad.
L'chem u'ula titareta,
w'tehila.
In him is our glory,
in him our fame.
Ayinai fame.
L'ka dodi l'ikrati akala,
b'nei shabati n'kabala.
Oh, come,
let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days.
The Sabbath, Hot Shabbat, yield to joy in all her ways.
The last of Elohim's walk,
but first in his design.
The Sabbath, Hot Shabbat, foreshadows
blessing, Baraka,
divine.
Blessings, I vine.
Lekha Dodi, Likrati, Akala,
B'nei Shabbati, Nikabalah.
Thou holy city, Isla city,
thou shrine of HaMelech,
of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guest.
Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing.
Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee,
Lift up thy face,
Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee,
Again to his grace.
Lecha dodi likrati akala,
b'nei shabbati nekapala.
Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire.
Come and bedeck thee,
In festive attire.
Thy redemption is near,
thy weeping let cease.
Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill
thy yearnings for peace.
Lecha dodi likrati akala,
b'nei shabbati nekapala.
Arise, oh arise,
for come is thy light.
The darkness is lifted,
born is the night.
Awake, awake,
sing the song of the free.
See all thy homeless
returning to thee.
Lekha dodi likrati akala,
b'nei shabbati nekapala.
Why art thou downcast?
Why dost thou moan?
Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee
I has shown.
Thy foes he vanquished,
thy foes he vaunt,
he humbled their pride.
Elohayik,
thy Elohim has loved thee
as bridegroom his bride.
Lekha dodi likrati akala,
b'nei shabbati nekapala.
In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive,
thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive.
El Elohim,
steeds we,
I know, and ever acclaim,
chanting our praises,
I eyes is to his holy, his Isla name.
Lekha dodi likrati akala,
b'nei shabbati nekapala.
We, I greet thee,
oh Sabbath, oh Shabbat,
oh Sendatoi,
crowned by Adonai,
Rastafari,
we, I hail thee, I rejoicing
in common accord,
we, I are the faithful who bask
in thy light,
we, I welcome thy day,
we, I welcome thy night.
Lekha dodi likrati kala,
b'nei shabbati nekabala.
Come, O friend,
the bride to meet.
Come, O friend,
the Sabbath,
Hot Shabbat,
the Senbet greet.
Greet.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Who can find a virtuous woman? Woman. Who can find a virtuous? Find a virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She sees the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman? for her price is far above rubies.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Eta HaShemayim ve'eta HaAretz Uwa v'yom ha-sheviyi Shavat, Shavat, Shavat. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ot he, she is a sign, ot, he, beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, ot he, le'olam, 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 for she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael le'olam, for I v'le'olam. Ki yashesheta yamim asah Yahuwah, for in 6 days. Ki yashesheta yamim, he who be, who he be made, asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, eta hashamayim, the heavens, Ueta ha'aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha'shevi'i, and on the seventh day. Uvayom ha'shevi'i, Shavata v'yayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat, Shavat, Shavat v'yayinafash. Vayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat vayinafash.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Thank you, Ross. Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Make I and I give thanks and pray.
Pray, 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 pray.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. To the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready? My name ready?
Boom again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek.
Psalm 72.
Mizmor Ayin Bet Lishlomo. 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 Lishlomo.
Give the king thy judgments, O God, O God, O God, O God.
Elohim mishpatecha lemelechten, melechten, melechten, melechten.
And thy righteousness unto the king's son, king's son, king's son, king's son.
Vetzidkatecha leven melech, leven melech, leven melech, leven melech.
He shall judge thy people with righteousness, 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 righteousness.
Yadin ammecha vetzedek, vetzedek. Vetzedek, vetzedek, vetzedek.
And thy poor with judgment, with judgment, with judgment, with judgment.
Va'amid yecha v'mishpat, 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 v'mishpat.
The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills, by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. 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 Those that dwell in Ethiopia shall bow, prostrate, worship before him, and enemies shall lick the dust. Right there. Interesting. In today's daily psalm, there's a hidden Ethiopia reference. But here. The
foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
He is Zahab Sheba. Me Zahab Sheba. We he. We he. In the Hebrew here, is that he
may live. We, he, though in the Judaic, the translations say that they may live. KJV is correct that he may live. We, he, we, he, we, he, we, he, we, he, we, yitan lo, mi zahab sheba, that he and he shall live. We yechi, that he shall live. Some say that they may live. Translate, may he, speaking of ha melech, even negus, negus and neges, that he live, that he live. Jah live, children, yeah. We yechi, we yechi. With this is to be compared, long live, some say, the king. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 24, the origin of the phrase, we have here the origin of the phrase, God save the king. We yechi, we chi, we chi, we yechi, we yechi. Chai, chi, that he live. Yes, I, chi, chai, that he may give them. Some say rather that men may give to him, that men may give to him, and may they pray, that may they give to him, may they give to him, and may they pray. And to him shall be given the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, itinually, and daily shall he be praised. That's the KJV right there. And daily he be praised. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, Habarim, that they may pray for him continually, itinually, yea, bless him all the day. Kol hayom yebarekenhu, 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 that bless him, yebarekenhu, bless him all the day. Kol hayom yebareken, yebarekenhu, yebarekenhu, bless him all the day. The gold of Sheba, typical of the tribute which will be presented to him. Verse 16, may he be as a rich cornfield in the land upon the top of the mountains. May his fruit rustle like Lebanon, and may they blossom out of the city like grass of the earth. May he be as a rich cornfield. Render this, may there be abundance. May he, may it, may there be an abundance of corn, of corn. Upon the top of the mountains. So abundant may the growth be that it will spread upon the sides of the mountains to the very summit thereof. May his fruit rustle like Lebanon. May the corn stalks be tall and thick, so that the sound of the wind sweeping through them will sound like the rustling of the cedars on Mount Lebanon. May they blossom. The subject to be understood is the inhabitants, those in the habitation. May they be as numerous as the blades of grass. The description of the country, this is the description of the country in the reign of Shlomo HaMelech, of Solomon, Negus Solomon. We have this in 1 Kings chapter 4 at verse 20. Verse 17, may his name endure forever. May his name be continued as long as the sun. May men also bless themselves by him. May all nations, all nationalities, call him happy. Wahi, Yehi, Yehi, Yehi Shemo. Let his name be Yehi Shemo Le'olam, forever. Lifnei Hashemesh, Yinina, Yinona Shemo, Yinona Shemo. May his name be continued as long as the sun. May his name be continued. Literally, may his name produce, may his name produce issue. May his name produce issue. Here in verse 17, this is the verse that we sought to really zoom forward to, but do due diligence on verse by verse. But here, verse 17, Chabarim, Yehi Shemo Le'olam Lifnei Hashemesh Yanin. Some point as Yanin Shemo, Yanin Shemo. May his name be continued. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued. Continued as long as the sun. Lifnei, Lifnei Shemesh, Yanin Shemo. Now here we have one of the Ketib Kare. Salam to Tainai Yisraelim. Today's daily song we have here, Mezmor Seba Kulet, Psalm 72 from the Royal Order, and the Royal Order, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and the Hereafter Order of Melchizedek. We have a psalm which is themed, Betesva Yemir Tabarek O Nagus, Betesva, Tesva, sometimes translated as a hope. We also bring out the sense of expectation, Betesva, Sefa, Tesva, Betesva, Yemi. Salam to Tainai Yisraelim. Today's daily song we have here, Mezmor Seba Kulet, Psalm 72 from the Royal Order, and the Royal Order, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and the Hereafter Order of Melchizedek. We have a song which is themed, Betesva Yemir Tabarek O Nagus, Betesva, Tesva, sometimes translated as a hope. We also bring out the sense of expectation, Betesva, Sefa, Tesva, Betesva, Yemit, Avabek, oh, one who is keeping, expecting, right? Also, in a sense, can be tight. It's tight with expectation, is hoping, the king, right? Betesva, Yemit, Avabek, oh, right? And hope, the expectant king, because this psalm, the 72nd psalm, Hebraically in the Sefer Tehillim, it's the Ayin Beit, right? The 72nd Psalm, Psalm LXXII, is seen as Elohim, the true good, the true God's ideal king. Ideal king. We have the superscription here. Like we begin, in name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. We begin. Sila Salomo. Salomo, Sila, because of concerning Solomon. The Hebrew we have Lishlomo, 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 Lishlomo in the Hebrew, Shlomo, Shlomo. Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, we have Sila concerning Salomon, Salomon, because of Salomon. Right, the Hebrew brings out of or for Solomon, right? And some adopt concerning or for Solomon. The view rendered for Solomon, some corrected of Solomon, revised version. It is certainly more, some say, natural to give the preposition the same meaning in the analogous sense, to say of David, Lidawi, Lidavid, right? The subject here treated in the mezmor, in the psalm, is the Negus HaMelech's
even the goose and the guest status, the king status, and the qualifications as Ekaziabihers, the sustainer's representative, right? As the sustainer, he who be who he be, as the elect, the siyume Ekaziabihers, as the elect of God, as God, the true good's representative, in the governing of Ha'am. The governing of his rule, of the people, of his people. As a gaziah, the sustainer, the true good, the true God, you know, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is righteous and tzaddik, or we have the tzaddik, right? Righteous and the defender of the weak, the defender of the faith. So must the national ruler, national ruler be, whether it is intended to be a, some say, a pen picture of Solomon, or some say another king of Israel, some, you know, holds certain doubts, but that's the reasonment there. It rather represents today's daily psalm, an ideal which strictly conforms to the Hebraic or the Ethiopian Hebrew insistence upon justice, civic righteousness as the foundation of a nation's happiness and stability. In the ancient line of the tribe of Judah and Judaic tribe and tradition, they attach to today's psalm, the 72nd psalm, a messianic interpretation. To this mezmor, this chant, intonation, which appears in the Targum and some of the interpretation, and also in the Talmud, the Timharit, and some of the ancient teaching, which understood verse 17 as, may his, speaking of HaMoshiach, the Messiah's name be Yinon, as long as HaShemesh, as the sun, the Tzahar. Now the language is prayerful, and this supports the reading of the mezmor, the chant even here in Mezmor Dawit, as an ideal. Many see this as an ideal which was to be realized and recognized in the future. You know, when we say, weep not, behold the lion of the tribe of Judah, in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed. You know, who is the blessed and the only potentate, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, just like conquering line the tribe of Judah. So today's daily psalm we have as Elohim, the true good, the true God's ideal king, also bringing forward that elect, the sense of the elect, right? That greater, you know, that greater, you could say greater than Solomon. You know, the greater Dawit, that Dawit HaMoshiach, the Messiah, to sit upon the throne of David. So today's daily psalm and a couple first words, just to put it within, you know, a good contextual right here, as we have the superscription, bringing out the superscription, and here Kuteran, verse 1 of today's daily psalm. So we have Mezmor Dawit, Sevahulet. Psalms of David, Mezmor Sevahulet, 72nd, Sile Solomon, concerning, because of, Solomon, Kuteran, Adetu, Ferdehin Lengusa Sit, Sitkehinim, Sitkehinim, Sitkehinim Lengus Lij, Adetu, our father's father, O father of the house, Ferdehin, judgments for Dehin, the I, male's judgment here in the singular collective sense, for Dehin, the I's male judgment, Le Nagus, to the king, sit, give, for Dehin, Le Nagus, sit, give the king, the Nagus, the I, male judgment in the singular collective sense, Siddiq. Tzidkehinim, Tzidik, righteousness, Tzidkehinim, the I male's righteousness, and the I's male righteousness is Tzidkehinim, led Nagus, to the king, Lij, to the king's Lij, to the king's child, to the king's son. Give the king thy judgments, O
Elohim, we have Elohim, Misha Peteka Limelekaten. Give to the king, give to the Melech, even Nagus, Nagus Negas, thy judgment, O Elohim, true good, true God, Avetu, thy father's father, Ab of the Beit, Avetu, for Dehin, Le Nagus Sit, Sit Gehinim, Le Nagus Lich, Kuter Hulet, His Behina Bel Tzedek, Chigrenyo Chehinim, Beferda Yidan Zin. Here, verse 2. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. His behin, the I, his people, the I male people, his behin, that's edik, righteousness, justice, with righteousness, the poor, with righteousness. It's interesting, the word, that's edik, as we have Melchizedek, Melchizedek, his behin, that's edik, chigrenyo chihinim, and the chigrenyo ch. KJV brings out thy poor, the sense of poor, or we say the troubled ones. There's a saying, we say, chigayelim, like no problem, but those who do have problems, trouble, trials, and tribulation. Here brings out the sense of poor in the KJV, chigrenyoch, 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 the eyes poor, the eyes troubled ones, the chigrenyochihinim, chigrenyochihinim, the third yedain. You're dying then. So, we have here in verse 2, and thy poor ones, chigrenyoch, chigrenyochih, chigrenyochihinim, and thy poor ones, the third, in judgment, with judgment, you're dying, right, to judge. In that sense, bringing out the danya, right? The dayan, we have also within the Hebrew sense, yedayin zen, the third yedayin zen, kuter source, verse 3, tararochina, korretocha lehizbih, salamina yikabalu, tararochina, korretoch lehizbih, salamina yikabalu. Here, verse 3 says, the mountains shall bring peace, shalom, salam, to the people, and the little hills, by righteousness. Bamarinya, it's interesting, here we have Taharoch, the mountains, Na and Korebtoch, and the hills, Lehizbih, for the I, speaking to he would be, we be directly, the I male people, Lehizbih, Salam, Salamin, with the direct object mark of the Nis, Salamin, Yikabalu, they shall receive, be receptive, right, be receiving, right, receiving Kabbalah in that sense, the Kabbalah, Yikabalu, it says bring, shall receive peace. Right, peace. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Le chigrenyo chahiz betzidika tefordale. Ye de hoch nema lijocha tadinale. Kufu nim tawardewale. Here we have verse 4. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the KJV has oppressor, rephrase, the down presser, crush, to crush the down presser. So here in these first, we'd say seven verses here, today's daily psalm, the 72nd psalm according to royal order, we have the righteous, right, the righteous, the tzaddik, right, that tzaddik, you know, that one is righteous, the negus. Alright, even Melchizedek, Melchizedek. Yes, right, so here in verse 4 it says, Let chigrenyoch. Remember the word in verse 2 translated as the poor, the ones with chigar. Right, chigrenyoch, his, the poor people, but tzidik, in righteousness, to ferdale, the high male, the high will judge, the high judges and will judge, yet the hochnim. Now there's some nuances of terms. Like here it says the dehoch,
This trance says the needy, yeah, the hochinim lijoch, the children of the needy, the children of the needy, ta denale, you make denna, denna, dechna, you make them good. You save them in that sense, save them also, the sense of saving and making well and good. Right? The children of the needy, kufu and nim, kufu, kufu. And here it brings out the sense of the wicked, right? Even the ratchet, the kufun, right? The ratchet, right? Tawar dawale, you will humiliate in that sense of humble them, right? Cause them to come down. The Hebraic sense is even a little more forceful in the sense of the crush. But even that humiliation, right? The man of wealth, the wicked ones of the wealth, who had employed it to exploit, they would not be able to protect themselves from such a humiliation. Here, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Sahai, Bemi, Nor, Rebeta, Zemen, Hulu, Becharekam, Fitla, Fita, Lelij, Lija, Yinorav. Here we have verse 5. It says, they shall fear thee, nor better respect thee, but let's read what it says. They shall reverence thee, respect thee, as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Here we have the Tzahai, sun, Bani, Nor, Rebeta, in that which it is or dwells, a Zemen, in the time in which it dwells, Hulu, in all the time in which the Tzahai, the sun, is dwelling. Tzahai, Bani, Nor, Rebeta, Zemen, Hulu, the Charekam, the Chereka, Chereka, Chereka is the word for moon in the Royal Amharic. So we had the Charekam, and in the moon, feet to the feet, by face to face, a lich to the children's children, yinoral, it will endure, it will endure right here, it will endure right here. It's interesting, just the sense, even when we look at, you know, the sense of what does it say regarding fear. The fear is not right there when we come to verse 5, and for the, you know, the Talmudim, the Dek Mezamorit, a good study, you know, in the Metzaf Kedus of Negus and Neges is both the Hebrew and also like the Septuagint to see where the readings, you know, how the readings are influenced or clarified by one or the other. But yes, I right here, riding up to Kuta Sedis, to verse 6, it says, in the Zanah be tachede mesik, mesik lie, be midrim lie in the mina tabat eba tabata yuardal. So here it says, he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water, as showers that water the earth. So we have Bamarinya in there like the Zanab, the rain, Betacheda Mesikalai. You know, there we have upon the Mon te Betacheda, the Mesik, the field, the Mon field. You know, Abed Nidrim lie upon the earthly plain in the Mina Tevatev, that which drips the Tevatah like the drops, the showers, Yewardal, he will come down, right? He will descend, he will descend the visitation of his divine majesty. In his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, Lord of lords, King of kings, Jesai, Lion of the tribe of Judah. So here, for verse 7, which in the first part of today's daily psalm, these first 7 verses, the righteous king, right, that description. So here, Kuter Sevat, verse 7, Bezemenuma Tzidika Yababad, Cherek Amas Kiyalifa Deres Salam Bezuno. Here we have in verse 7, in his days, Bezemenum Tzidika Yababad, in his days, righteous, it says here, the righteous shall flourish, KJV. Here the tzedek is more like the righteousness. In his days, righteousness, yababah, abadah, abadah,
right? You know, to sprout up, to grow, will grow up. Bezemenu and his. So we know that's majesty and Nugus and Neges. Kermah HaSalasi brought forward the Adis Zemen. And the scripts say that in his times he shall shoot. So it prophesies of the visitation of his imperial majesty. Kermah HaSalasi. So even here in verse Kutar Sabat, verse 7, Bezemenun, and you can look up the Adis Zemen, even the newspaper announcing that new age, Bezemenun. And the Ababal will spring up. Adis Ababa. Right? And they have over there Tel Aviv. Right? Adis Ababa. Right? Not Adis Ababa. That we don't have a new father, but we have a new flower. Right? The Zemenum Sidik Ayababal Charakam and the moon is Kiya Lifteres Salam Bizudno. Interesting, this verse right here, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth, KJV brings out, and the moon is ki yalif, right, until it, like, passes, is ki yalif, the sense of passing, deres, salam, bizuno. Now, there's another way to also interpret that right there, looking at the prophetic times in the jubilee sense, but make I and I push forward now to the second section right here, verses 8 to 14, speaking of may his dominion extend to all peoples, right, to all peoples, and we can say to all nations, right, to all peoples in the fullness of the prophetic type. So here, Kuter Cement, verse 8. Kabahir is kabahir deres, ka wenzim is ka mitr dacha deres aykezan. He shall have dominion. He shall have dominion, Yigeza, dominion, Geza, also from sea to sea. From sea to sea, Kabahir, Iska Bahir Deres, reaching from sea to sea, and from the river Kawenzim, Wenz, river Kawenzim, and from the river Iska Mizr Dacha Deres, and from the river to the ends of the earthly plain, Yikezal, he shall have dominion. Kutar Zeteng, verse 9, Befituma Ethiopia, Yisegdalu, Telatochum Afer Yilsalu. Here we have a very, very important verse. If you give here. Here in verse 9, right, we have Ethiopia, right? We'll see it in the scriptures, in the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and the connection of Ethiopia right here. Let's look at this right here, brothers and sisters, as we also have the Septuagint, right? Also study and bring out some things sometimes to clarify, right? To clarify. And that's, it says the same thing in the Septuagint, right? We have in the Septuagint, Enopion Otto Propesuntai Ethiopes Kai Hoi Ekatroi Otto Juan Lexusin, and before him Ethiopians shall fall down, and his enemies shall lick, and his enemies dust shall lick. Chun, 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 Lexusin. They're gonna lick Lexusin. They're gonna lick the dust. Right, but it says before him, Ethiopians. So we have this in the Septuagint, as well as we have it in the Metzav Kedus, but this is not often fully brought out in the KJV, as the KJV reads very interesting here in correspondence with Senbet and Midrebeda, also in the season when, one of the time in the season when this psalm is read. It says here, they that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Here in Kutar, verse 9, it says, Befitum, and in his presence, his face, his perception before him,
Befitum, Ethiopia, Yisekdalu, will prostrate, even in a sense worship. Before him, Ethiopia will worship, will prostrate. Telatochum and his enemies or haters, Afer, the Afer Yilsal, will lick the Afer, will lick the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, they'll bite the dust, they'll lick the dust. Telatochum, Afer Yilsal. So we have the witness here of the Septuagint as well, and no piono too. Propesuntai Ethiopes, Ethiopes. Before him, Ethiopes, Ethiopia, Ethiopians shall fall down, or in that sense of prostrate, and Yisekdalu, in that sense of worship, and his enemies, dust shall lick. Kai hoi ekatroi oto huen, ohon, hon lexosin. They shall lick the dust, or as you have Bamrinya in the midst of Kedus, Telatochum, Afer Yisal. So here in verse 9, we have for the wilderness, make note, it says Ethiopia. Because different kinds of wilderness, even in the scripture, we need to pay attention to, as we can see even within the Torah portion, reading and feeding. But here, moving forward to Kutel Asar, right, to verse 10. Yeter se sinna, yedesitocha negestata sitotana yametalu. Ye aredina, ye saba negestata ija menshana yakarvalu. Here says the kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba, it says right here, shall offer gifts. In the Mekav Kedus in the Mezmore Dawit of Negus Neges here, Negus Neges Targum, Kutar Asar, it says, Yeter Seisina Yet Desitoch Negestata Sitotan Yametal. Okay, that part basically that of Terseis of ancient, some say Spain, right? Tarshish, Terseis, and the Isles, Desitoch Negestata Kings, Sitotan, gifts. Gift Yamet Alu, they'll bring the gift. Singular implying the collective. Each one of them bring a gift. Ye Arev, the Arev, here it says the Arev in the KJV, it says Sheba, the Arevina and Seba, Saba Negestan, the kings, Ija Menshan, almost like raising up the hand, like saluting Yakarvalu. Yakarvalu, like in a sense that's what they will like present, you know, they will be offered, they offer their submission, their service, to say, you know, almost like at their service. Kuta Asara'an, Negestato Hulu Yisegadulata, Ahzabim Hulu Yigazulata. Here we have, yea, all the kings shall fall down before him. Negestat Hulu, the Negestat kings, Hulu, the entirety, totality of kings, Yisegadulata. They will fall down, they will prostrate, they will worship to him. Yisegadu, prostrating, worshiping, bowing, letal, to him. We have the 72 nations, right? There's those 72 nations and the coronation, November 2nd, 1930. It says, in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the only potentate, right, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, right, and him who imbibes within him that immortality, his word, Jesus, the word made flesh. So here we have in this verse the kings, all the kings, Yisegdulatav, Ahazabim, Hulu, and all the people, the international community, you could say the nations, Yigazulatav, shall serve, so in essence fall under his dominion, the King of Kings. And we can really see it for Babylon to fight it, but still, you know, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, you know, the victor. So here we go to verse Kutel Asarahulet, Chigrenyawin, Ka Emanyaw Ij, Redata Yelelonim, Miskina Yadnewalina, he shall
for he shall deliver the needy. He has the chagrenya, chagrenyao, the needy, his needy, the needy, the needy. When he says he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also and him that hath no helper. This is how the KJV. Now, we've already seen that the LXX, or at least one that heard, that the LXX brings out, like, the King of Kings, Metzaf Kedus, the Mezmor Dawit, like His Majesty's Bible, brings out the Ethiopia. We said Ethiopia hidden in 72 and 9. Psalm, at least that part, did not come out, you know what I mean, within the translation. So here is an interesting part right here, because this verse is more like he rescued the poor from the hand, or we could say like from the hand of the robber, like almost like the burglar, the mighty one, but in the sense of, you know, a plunder, Emmanuel, right, from the thieves. Right, the red dot, a helper, yelelau in them, one who does not have miskin, you know, miskin sometimes is brought out as afflicted, one who is even verily or heavily afflicted, right, the needy one, in that sense, miskin, right, yadnawal, yadan. Adana, Yadana, Yadana, Yadana Walana, for he will save them, he'll make them dehna, you know, dehna, good, he'll make their condition good, well, right, and safe. So here we have Kutara Asara, Asara Source, verse 13, let Chagrenyana, le Miskin, Yerara, ye Chagrenyoch, ne manes, Yadana. So here, again, still continuing on the theme, right, of the poor and the needy. He shall spear, it says the poor and needy, here, yararal, he shall pity, right? Pity, take that tender compassion, almost like one will say, only a mother can have for her child. In that sense is the compassion that you have on the lechegrenya, the chegrenya na, and the miskin. The poor, Chagrenya, and the miskin, and the needy, and shall save the soul, right, of the poor, or we say the poor, the troubled one, yet Chagrenyo Chinim, Nefs, the Nefs, Nefesh, right, Nefs, the psyche, Yadinal, make it good. You know, because they say like the poverty and deprived of basic things, you know, can be maddening, but he will save their psyches, their souls. Yet Chagrenyoch Nim Nes Yadina. So here we have Kuter Asara Arat, verse 14. Asara Arat Kagafinya, Kagufina, Kachinket. Nesachwina Yadna Simacho Befitua Kuburno. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence. From the seed of the guf, in that sense of like pushiness, shovey, like, yeah, because of violence, and the chinkat is also anxiety, stress, tightness, right? Nefsat cho, their soul, yadnal, he will, yadnal, he will save and make them dehna, dana, coming to that same root, dehna, make them well. Samacho, their names. This is interesting. Here we have Bamarinya, their names. If you read the King James Version, it says, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. Now one might say, okay, there's a difference. Well, there's a difference because which ancient manuscripts, as we reflect on the ancient manuscripts, in the Hebrew brings out the damam, right? The damam, their blood, right? Yekara damam be'aynayu. Right, in his eyes, their blood is precious, and we find that also in the good is the here, bringing in the Adis Al-Kidan, New Covenant sense, the Simacho, the blood, their name, it says right here, their name. It doesn't say their names, but it says their name. Now, if you look in the Septuagint likewise says, and valued name, his shall be before them. And valued name, Simacho, when it says their blood,
right? Damam, that's the Hebrew. But bringing forward the clarity and the new covenant is their name. Their name is really his name in essence. Their name, the Fitu, in his presence. Their name, right? Their names, their name, a singular name, the Fitu in his presence. Kubur, Kubur, precious, valued, honorable, Kubur. Right, Kaburno, right, is honorable in his presence. Each of these verses is a very good meditation. But here, in completing this 14th verse right here, making the link right here, as we move forward, you know, at a lively pace with some of the basics of today's daily psalm in the Metzav Kedus, we have verses 15 to 17. 15 to 17 brings out the prayers on HaMelech, even Negus, Negus, Negas, the prayers on the king's behalf, right? The prayers on the king's behalf. We have verses 15 to 17. Uter Asara Amis, verse 15. Arsu Yinoram, Ka'arebim, Ka'arebim, Warka Yisetutam, Hurgizem, Wara Arsua Yis Elial, Zawatrema Yibar Kutam. So here it reads, KJV, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him or to him continually, itinually, and daily shall he be praised. Recognize the full messianic sense, Christ and his kingly character of today's daily psalm. Kuta Asara Amis, Arsu, he himself, you know, Ram, will be, will dwell. Arsu, you know, Ram, Ka'arebim, Arebim, work, you said, Tutam. And from the gold of the Areb, right, they will give him Hurgizem, and always what Arsu to him, towards him, Yis Elial, right, they will pray always towards him, and not in the sense of just left for him, but towards him, in other words, to him, Yis Elial, Zawat Tarim, and continually, itinually, Yibar Kutam. They will bless, and continue, they will bless, Baruch HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, they will itinerantly bless him. Kutara Asara Sidis, we have verse 16, B'midaru Wista, B'tararo Chulai, Metegia Yehonam, Freywim HaKalibano, Sayilik HaKafkaf Yilam, in the midaru Sara, B'katama Yibekla. Here we have, there shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Libanos, like Lebanon. And they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. The effect, right, of that respect, the prayers, right, to the true king, the king of kings. Blessing always, itinerantly here, midrim, the midrist in the earth, right, in the land, earthly plane, the tararoch lie in the mountains, the extraterrestrial, the above the terra firma, the highlands, the mountain, the tararoch lie, metegia, a refuge, a close place, even a place of grace, he will be a refuge, a sanctuary, Selassie is the chapel, Freywim, and his fruit, Freywim, and his fruit, Kalibanos, from Lebanon, Yilik, more than Lebanon, Kef, Yilal, it's high, even more abundant than Libanos. In the context of the word pick, that's saying enough. In the midr, as the earthly plane, sar grass, the katama yibek lal, in the city, right, will sprout up. It'll sprout up in the city. Kuter
Asara Sabbat, verse 17. Simu lezalalem baruch yehonal. Kas ahayim ask edmo, simu yenora. Ye midel ahizav hulu ba'arisu ye barrekan. Ahizav hulu yamaseganutal. Here we have his name shall endure for I vasimu. When we speak of the Hashem, he in them hearts, Semu, Semu, his name, Lezalalem, for Iva, for the world, the Father, and Lezalalem, Baruch, 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 right? Baruch, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch, Hashem, Baruch Yehonal is Baruch, is blessed, Kut Ahayim Askedmo, Semu Yinoral. KJV brings out his name shall be continued, itinued, as long as the sun. Here in the Royal Heart brings out the sense of Kut Ahayim, and from the Tzahai, Kut Ahayim, and from the Tzahai, the sun, Askedmo, before, previous, prior to. The Kedem, you know, before even the first, but the first in the sense of even before the first, Askedmo, from previous, Semu, his name, right, Yinoral, it abides, it dwells, it be, Yemidr Ahizab Hulu, all the peoples, all the ethnicities of the earthly plane, Yemidr Ahizab Hulu, the Arsu. The Arsu in him himself and none other, Yibarakalu, Yibarakalu, they will be blessed. They will be blessed. Ahzab Hulu and all the peoples, Ahzab Hizboch and the Ahzab, all the people that the Goyim, all the ethnicities, nationalities, entities, nationalities, Yameseg Nutal, they will pray. They will give Miskana thanks and praise. They will praise him. So now here, coming to the fulfillment, we have verses 18 to 19, a concluding doxology. Remember that the Mezmur, the Psalms, were in a sense like the ancient liturgy, right? The chant, right up the chant, the liturgy on different times and different seasons and occasions, teaching our nine to number I and I days. And here in the season, we have Kutel Asara Semit. We have verse 18 to 19 closing, doxology, a good word, orthodox, a doxology. Alright, good praise. Says Bichawin Ta'amratin Yeniya Darik Ye Israel Amlak Egziari Her Yibarek. Here it says, Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Ye Israel Amlak Egziari Her Yibarek. Who only doeth wondrous things, Bichawin alone, him alone, Bichawin, and alone, the Bahitawi, that sense in the Ge'ez, but the Bichawin, Ta'amrat, that which is of high intel, amazing, wondrous, awesome, Ta'amratin, Yemiyadarik, the one who does what he does, Israel, Amlak, the source of Israel, Egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Av, Father, Yibarek, is blessed, right, blessed, Yibarek. Right, is blessed be. Right, blessed be, he be blessed. And we have also in the Hebrew, Baruch Yahweh, Elohim, Elohei Yisrael. Bringing out right there one of the word sounds, you know, of praise. Right, and the Baraka. Kutel Asara Zetain, verse 19. Ye miskanao sim le alemina le zelalem yibarek.
Miskana wuma midrin hulu yimla yihuna yihun. And blessed be his glorious name. Yeah, Miskana Sim, his Miskana name, his praiseworthy name, his eyes is worthy name. Yeah, Miskana Sim, le alemina le zilalem yibarek. For the world and the forever skipping, jumping, the world without end, yibarek is blessed, yibarek, miskanawum, and his praise, his eyes is, has made the whole earth be filled with his glory. Here, continuing in the Metzav, it deals with the sense of the miskana, his miskana, miskanawum, midrin, hulu yimla, and all of the earthly plane, midrin hulu yimla, may it fill, may his praise, his miskana fill all the earthly plane, yehuna yehun, corresponding to the amen, the amen, let it be so, it be what it be, let it be, it will be, yehun yehun, yehun yehun, the amen, amen. And here we have the, some call this an editorial note right here, but the Hukut El Haya, Yeh Isay Lij, Yeh Dawit Mezmor Tefet Emet. Yeh Isay Lij, Yeh Dawit Mezmor Tefet Emet. The prayers, in the English, KJV, it says the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Right? Yishai. Right? Yeh Isay Lij, Yeh Dawit Mezmor. Here it says the Mezmor, the chants of David, Tefet Emet, right, are fulfilled. You know, like, it is fulfilled. It is finished. It's fulfilled in that sense. Like, it's completed. Right? Some say ended. It's fulfilled. Now, it is said that the Amen, Ramein, that's the response. So that also brings up the sense of the liturgy, the Kedase, the Kaddish sense of today's daily psalm, the 72nd psalm, and also the prophecy, right, fulfilled by Gormawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, November 2nd, 1930, the 72 nations, right, the Siyume Egziavi has the elect, the representative, right, of PVD, yes, I, praise be to Almighty, yes, I.
Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgment, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountain. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. Are ended. Are ended. Are ended.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Yehi shemo le'olam, lifne shemesh yinnon shemo, ve'yit barechuvo,
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. 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 Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Israel.
Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Israel,
who only doeth wondrous thing, wondrous thing, wondrous thing.
Ose niflaot levado, levado, levado.
And blessed be his glorious name forever, forever, forever.
וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, 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 לעולם.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory, with his glory, with his glory, with his glory.
וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ.
Amen, 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 amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, David ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai, ben Yishai.
The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ending, 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 are ending.
Kadamawi, kadamawi,
Inslasya.
The home praises his due for
מזמור עין בית לשלמה. אלוהים משפטיך למלך תן, וצדקתך לבן מלך. ידין עמך וצדק, ועמידיך ומשפט. יישאו הרים שלום לעם, וגבעות בצדקה. ישפוט עמידי עם, יושיע לבני אביון, ודקה עושק. יראוך עם שמש, ולפני ירח דורדורים, ירד כמטר על גז, כרביבים זרזיף ארץ. יפרח בימיו צדיק, ורוב שלום עד בלי ירח. וירד מים עד ים, ומנהר עד אפסי ארץ. לפניו יכרעו ציים, ואויביו עפר ילחכו. מלכי תרשיש ואיים מנחה ישירו, מלכי שבא וסבא אשכר יקרימו. וישתחוו לו כל מלכים, כל גויים יעבדוהו. כי יציל אביון משבע, ועני ואין עוזר לו. יחוס על דל ואביון, ונפשות אביונים יושיע. מתוך ומחמאס יגאל נפשם, ויקר דמם בעיניו. ויחי ויתן לו מזהב שבא, ויתפלל בעדו תמיד, כל היום יברכן הוא. יהי פיסת בר בארץ, בראש הרים ירעש, כאן לבנון פריו, ויציצו מעיר כעשב הארץ. יהי שמו לעולם, לפני שמש ינון שמו, ויתברכו בו, כל גויים יאשרוהו. ברוך אדוני אלוהים אלוהי ישראל, עושה נפלאות לבדו, וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, אמן ואמן. קלו תפילות David Ben Yishai.
Light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips with and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Aye, mizmor ein beit, lishlomo, Elohim mishpatecha, le melektein, mizmor ein beit, mizmor ein beit, mizmor ein beit. Psalm 72, today's psalm, Psalm LXXII, mizmor ein beit. Lishlomo, Elohim, mishpatecha, le melektein, V'sidkateka leven melech, a psalm of Solomon, Lishlomo. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Elohim mishpateka limelech tein, v'sidkateka leven melech, of Solomon, Lishlomo. Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim. Elohim, mishpateka, limelech tein, and thy righteousness, with tzidkateka, to the king's son, liben melech.
Liben melech.
These words, opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Beit, these words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Say ye, say y'all of the righteous that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. Say ye of the righteous that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing.
Of their doing. Of their doing.
Imru tzadik ki tov ki pri ma'alehem yokelu. Say ye, say y'all, imru of the righteous tzadik, that it shall be well with him. Ki tov, that he is good. Ki tov. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Imru tzadik ki tov ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Rav Yehuda Judah Halewi Bar Shalom. Rav Judah the Levite Bar Shalom taught, who is the only one that can be called the righteous? Who is the only one that can be called ha tzadik, the righteous? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One. Blessed be He, Baruch Hu, of whom it is said, for the Lord is righteous, He loveth righteousness. Psalm 11, verse 7. Ki Yazadiki Yahuwah Tzedakota Ahev, for Jehovah is righteous. Ki Tzadik Yahuwah, He loveth righteousness. Tzedakot Aheb. Ki Tzadik Yahuwah Tzedakot Aheb. Accordingly, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, rewards us, rewards I and I, with what is ours, if I and I have merit, and if I and I have accumulated good works, good works. But if we have not, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, bestows righteousness and mercy upon I and I, with what is His. Is there a righteous one greater than He? Hence, hear, 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 say ye, say y'all of the righteous, that he is good. Imru tzadik ki tov, say y'all of the righteous. Imru tzadik, that he is good, ki tov. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is read, say ye no more of the righteous than that he is good. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is read, say ye, say y'all, no more of the righteous than that he is good. Imru tzadik ki tov. Rav Aivu taught, you find it said of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, while He was creating His world, that after each day's walk, each day's work, God saw that it was good. Vayar Elohim ki tov, and Elohim saw that it was good. Vayar Elohim ki tov. But note that it was only after he came to the end of his walk and ceased that Scripture says, Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Vayar Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od, and Elohim saw everything that he had made. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa, and behold v'hine, it was very good. Tov me'od. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od. Rav Jose taught in the name of Rav Chanina, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sought to send Moshe, Moses to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet. What did Moshe ask? What did Moses ask? He asked, "Behold, when the children of Israel shall say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
Vayomer Moshe il ha'elohim, hine hanoki eva il b'nei Yisrael, ve amarti alahem Elohe votekem shelachani elehem, ve amru li ma shemo, ma omar elehem.
And Moses said to ha'elohim, to the Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il ha'elohim, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, Hine Hanoki ba el b'nei Yisrael, and shall say to them, with amarti lahem, the God of your fathers, Elohei botekem, hath sent me to you, Shelachani elekem, and they shall say to me, with amru li, what is his name? Ma shemo, what shall I say to them? Ma omar elehem.
Vayomer Moshe illa ha Elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael, with amarti elahem, Elohe votekem, Shelachani elekem, with amru li, ma shemo, ma omar elehem.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, "Knowest thou not my name? Come, I shall tell thee. I am that I am." And he said, "Thus thou shalt say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you." Hear, Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
Vayomer Elohim el Moshe, Ehye asher ehye, Vayomer ko tomara livnei Yisrael, Ehye shelachani elekem.
And Elohim said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Elohim el Moshe, I am that I am, Ehye asher ehye. And he said, Vayomer, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the children of Israel, ko tomar libne Yisrael, I am, ehye, I am, hath sent me to you, ehye, shelachani elekem.
Vayomer Elohim el Moshe, ehye asher ehye, vayomer ko tomar libne Yisrael, ehye, shelachani elekem.
You find, I am, ehye, ehye. You find, ehye, I am, written three times. And this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is HaShalush HaKadosh. Kedush Selassie, the Holy Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity. He said, I created my world with compassion. I will guide it with compassion, and I will return to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, with compassion. As is said, I return to Jerusalem with compassion. Even here, Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 16.
Lachen, ko hamar Yahuwah, shavti li Yerushalayim, birachmim beiti, yibane. Baha, numi Yahuwah Tzvaota, v'kaveh, yinateh al Yerushalayim.
Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, He who be who He be, I return to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, with compassion.
Lachain, ko hamar Yahuwah, shavti li Yerushalayim, birachmim.
My house shall be built in it.
Beitia yibane baha,
saith Jehovah of hosts, He who be who He be of armies, Num Yahuwah Tzvaot, the oracle of He who be who He be of armies,
Num Yahuwah Tzvaot,
and a line shall be stretched over Jerusalem, Wikawe yinat al Yerushalayim,
Lakein,
ko hamaria wa shabti ali arushalayim be rachmi beiti ye ban baha numi yahuas vaota we kawe ye nate al Yerushalayim. After Moshe went and spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, they said to him, "What are we obliged to say of the Holy One of the universe? What are I and I obliged? What are we obliged to say of Tzadik Hayikum, of the Righteous One, HaTzadik, Tzadik Hayikum, the Righteous One of the universe? That he is good, ki tob, that he is good. Hence, here, say ye, say y'all of the righteous, that he is good. Imru tzadik, ki tob." And Dawid and David also said, "Oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And Dawid also said, "Hallelujah, hodu la Yahuwah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasido." Hear, 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 Mizmor, Kof, Wow, Kof, Vav. In Psalm 106, 106, 106 Psalm, first verse, "Hallelujah, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, praise ye, Jah, hodu la Yahuwah. Oh, give thanks to he who be who he be. Ki tob, for he is good. Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever. For forever his mercy, his loving kindness. Ki le'olam chasido." Another comment on, "For they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. "For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. For they shall eat the fruit. For the fruit of their doings they shall eat. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu." Scripture does not say they shall eat the fruit of his doings, but it says the fruit of their doings. Ki fri ma'alehem, the fruit of their doings. Hence, the verse refers to the righteous, to ha'tzadik, tzadikim, to the righteous ones who leave the fruit of their doings to their sons. As Dawid, as David, left the fruit of his doings. For it is said, Dawid, David bestowed justice and righteousness upon all his people. 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 15. Vayimlok Dawid, al kol Yisrael. Vayehi Dawid, oseya mishpat au tzedaka, likol ammo. And Dawid and David reigned over all Israel. Vayimlok Dawid, al kol Yisrael. And David executed justice and righteousness. Vayehi Dawid, oseya mishpat au tzedaka, to all his people, lekol ammo. In this same connection, David said of Solomon, of Shlomo, "Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son." Li Shlomo, Elohim mishapateka le melektein vitzidkateka le ben melek. He did not say, "Give the king my judgments, but thy judgments. Mishapateka, but the I judgments." As if to say, "Ribon shel ha'olamim, master of the universe, endow the king's son with thy power in rendering of judgments, even as thou, the I, art able to render judgments without witnesses and without warning. So may Solomon be able to render judgment without witnesses and without warning." And here, Midrash comment, the commentator uses warning, in a technical sense. It is the notice served upon a person of the liability he will incur if he commits a breach of biblical law. So the commentator here uses warning in a technical sense. It is the notice served upon a person of liability of the liability he will incur if he commits a breach of biblical law, of HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, and so he shall. Hence, here scripture says, Solomon, Shlomo, Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 23. Solomon sat on the throne of Jehovah, on the throne of he who be who he be, on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Vayashev Shlomo al kisei Yehovah limelecha tachata David avio vayayatzalach vayayishmu alayo kol Yisrael. Here, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, on the throne of Yahweh Jehovah as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. Vayesheba Shlomo al kisei Yehovah, and Solomon sat on the throne of he who be who he be. Vayesheba Shlomo al kisei Yehovah li meleka tachata David avio vayatzlach vayishmu alayo kol Yisrael. Is it possible that flesh and blood could sit on the throne of Jehovah? Al-Kisei Yehovah, is it not written, according to Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, his throne was fiery flames, and the wheels thereof burning fire? Karisiye shevivi nadi nur galagilohi nur Dalek, here in Daniel, here in the Aramaic, his throne was fiery flames. Karsiye, shibibina di nur, his throne was fiery flames. Karsiye, shibibin di nur, and the wheels, galagilohi, and the wheels, nur dalek, thereof burning fire. What then do the words Solomon, Shlomo, sat on the throne of Yahweh, on the throne of Jehovah mean? Vayesheba Shlomo al kisei Yehovah. They mean that like his maker, Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon was able to render judgments without witnesses and without warning. This was true of him at the trial of the harlots. For it is said, then there came two women that were harlots to the king and stood before him, even in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. Az tavona shitayim nashim zonot illa hameleka vata imodna lifanayo. Then came there two women, harlots, to the king and stood before him. Az tabona shitayim nashi zonot il hamelek wa ta'imodna lifanayo. Rab said that the two were evil spirits who simulated woman, but Samuel held that the two were really zonot, were really harlots, whores. Rav Benjamin maintained, in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, that the two were sisters-in-law whose husbands had died without issue and who came before Shlomo, Solomon for judgment. And here, Midrash note on what Rav Benjamin maintained, in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, that the two were sisters-in-law whose husbands had died without issue. Without issue. They were harlots, zonot, because they both wanted to escape the obligation of yibum. Yibum is Levirate marriage. Here refer to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10. Here on Levirate marriage or Yibum, here the Midrash commentary note expanded. They were called Zonot, harlots, because they both wanted to escape the obligation of the Yibum or Levirate marriage found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10, that reads, "If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not be married abroad to one not of his kin. Her husband's brother shall go in to her and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn that she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother that is dead, that his name be not blotted out of Yisrael. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife shall go up to the gate to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Yisrael, a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of a husband's brother to me. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. And if he stand and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife draw nigh near to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face. And she shall answer and say, so shall it be done to the man that doth not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Yisrael, in Israel, the house of him that had his shoe loosed. Therefore, here concerning the two women that were called harlots, the explanation may be that one of them wanted to appropriate the other's child so as to escape the obligation of Levirate marriage or the obligation of Yibum, or that both were childless and the child produced in court really belonged to neither one of them. And the one woman said, oh my Lord. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. Here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 23. Vatomer ha'isha ha'achat. Bi adoni ani ve ha'isha ha'zota yoshvota bi vayita echada. And the one woman said, oh, my Lord, be Adoni, ani. Oh, my Lord, Adoni, I am this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. Watomer ha'isha ha'achat, bi Adoni, ani, we ha'isha ha'zota. Yoshvota bi bayita echada wa eleka imaha ba bayit. Then said the king, the one saith, this my son that liveth, and thy son the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son the dead, and my son the living, the living, the living. Vayomer hamelech, zota omreta, ze bini ha chaya. Uvneich hameit, v'zota omreta, lo kia b'neich hameita, ua v'niya hechaya, hechaya, hechaya. Rav Shimon Simon taught, a judge must repeat the pleas of the litigants in the presence of both of them. For scripture tells us, then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living, is the living, is the living. Vayomer hamelech, zot omret, zebeni hachaya uvanaich hameita, we zot omret, lo kia b'naich hameita, uveni hachaya, hachaya, hachaya. When the king Hamelech, the Negus, heard these pleas, he said at once, divide the living child in two, Even here, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 25. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. Vayomer hamelech, gizru et hayeled hachay lishnayi, utnu et hachitzi le'achat, ve'et hachitzi le'achat, le'achat, le'achat. And then his wit spilling over, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, foresaw that this case would come before me, before I. Therefore, He made mankind, humanity, with two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two hands, and two feet. Divide the living child in two, Solomon said. Gizru et hayeleda hachaya lishnayi. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Eli said, if I had been there, I would have put a rope around Shlomo's neck, for one child dead was apparently not enough for him. No, he had to command that the second be divided in two. When the king's counselors saw what he was about, they began to say, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a boy. Ecclesiastes. Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. When the king's counselors saw what he was about, they began to say, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a boy, when thy king is a boy. Ilach eretz shemalekek na'ar, woe to thee, Ilach, O land, eretz, when thy king, shemalekek, is a boy. Na'ar is a youth. Ilak eretz shemalekek na'ar. But no thing came of his command. For he went on to say, even here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, Shlomo went on to say, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. Vayana hamelech vayomer tnu laha et hayalud hachai ze hamet lo temit mituhu himo. Then the king answered and said, vayana hamelech vayomer, give her the living child, give her the living child. Tenu laha etaha yalud hachai, and in no wise slay it, and in no way slay it. We hamet lo te mituhu, for she is the mother. He imo vayan hameleka vayomer tenu laha etaha yalud hachai. We hamet lo te mituhu. Thereupon, a kolbat, a heavenly voice, a heavenly voka came forth, the kolbat, and said, she is the mother thereof. He imo, he, she, imo, his mother. He imo. And here on the kol shememi, on the kolbat, on the heavenly voice. Midrash note, literally, the heavenly voice, the kolbat, the daughter of a voice, the kolbat, the heavenly voice, came forth and said, he, imo, his mother, she is the mother, he, imo. When the counselors saw the outcome, they exclaimed, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. Ashrek eretz shemalekek Ben-Nachori, happy art thou, O land, Asherik, Eretz, when thy king, Shemalekik, is the son of nobles. Ben-Chori, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is a free man, is a son of nobles, is a free man. Ashrek Eretz, Shemalekik, Ben-Chori. And here on Ben-Chori, son of free men, a free man, Ben-Chori, or son of nobles, Chorim, Ben-Chorim, one who is able to act on his own judgment and is not the pawn of his counselors. In the AV, the Authorized Version and Revised Version, it reads, the son of nobles, the son of nobles. However, in translation, that does not give the right contrast to the Na'ar, the boy mentioned in verse 16. Yet, after the Kolbat, the heavenly voice, came forth, stating that she is the mother, he, Yimo, the counselors saw the outcome, and they exclaimed, Ashrek Eretz Shemalekik Ben-Nachori, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, is a free man. Hence, here it is said, give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Elohim, mishapateka le melektein, vitzidkateka le ben melek. Rav Eliezer taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showed himself in three courts of justice. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be He, showed Himself in three courts of justice. In the court of Shem, son of Noah, in the court of Shemuel, Samuel the Ramathite, and in the court of Shlomo, in the court of Solomon, in the court of Solomon. With regard to Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, showing Himself in the court of Shem, it is said, and Judah acknowledged them and said, she speaks the truth. She is with child because of me, because of I. Bereshith, Genesis, chapter 38, verse 26. And here Midrash note on court of Shem. Shem was one of the seven whose terms of life, it is said, overlapped one another, so that they form a chain extending from the creation of the world until the end of time. The seven are Adam, Methuselah, Noah, Shem, Jacob, Amram, Ahijah, and Elijah. The last of them continues to live, speaking of Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah. Vayakir Yehuda, Vayomer, Zarka mimeni, ki al kena lo ne tatiha le shelaha vinia, lo yasafo oda le daitaha. And Judah acknowledged them, Wayakir Yehuda, and said, Wayomer, Zarka mimeni, Zarka mimeni. She is more righteous than me. She is more righteous than I. Sarika mimeni ki alkein lo ne tatiha le shelaha bini. For as much as I gave her not to Shelah, my son, with lo yasaf od le daetaha, and he knew her again no more. So, how did Judah know? And Judah acknowledged them and said, she speaks the truth. She is with child because of me, because of I. Wayakir Yehuda, Wayomer, Tzarka mimeni. Tzarka mimeni. She is more righteous than I. She speaks the truth. How did Judah know? If he had gone into her, another man might have gone into her, but it was a kolbat, a heavenly voice that came forth and said, mimeni, mimeni, because of me, because of I. That is, it was my will that these deeds be kept secret. And here, Midrash note, following the reading of the Aruch, because of me went forth the secret things. Because of me went forth the secret things. With regard to Hael, true good, true God, showing himself in the court of Shemuel, of Samuel, in the part of Scripture where it says, and he said, the Lord is a witness, even in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5, the part of the Scripture where, and he said, the Lord is a witness, occurs. Does not the context require that it be written, and they said? Vayomer Elehem, Aida Yahuwah Bakem, Ve'aida Me'shichoa Hayom Hazeh, Ki Eloah Me'atem Be'yadiyah Me'uma Vayomer Aida. And he said to them, Vayomer Elehem, Jehovah, he who be who he be, is witness against you. Aida Yahuwah Bakem. And his anointed is witness this day, with Aida Meshichoa Hayom Hazeh, that ye, that y'all have not found aught, anything, aught, in my hand. Ki lo mizatema biyadi. Me uma. And they said, he is witness. Wayomer Aida. And the words, and he said, Wayomer, and the words, Wayomer, and he said, imply, however, that it was a heavenly voice. It was a heavenly voice, Shememi, Kol Shememi, the Kolbat, that came forth and said, I am a witness for Shemuel. I am a witness for Samuel.
For Samuel.
With regards to Hael, the true good that you got, Hael Elohim, showing himself in the court of Shlomo, of Solomon, it is said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof, even in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. Tenu laha eta hayaluda hachaya. With Hamate Lo Timituhu He Imo. How did Shlomo know? How did Solomon know? Perhaps the woman had spoken craftily so that Solomon, would award the child to her. But it was the Kolbat. It was the daughter of a voice. It was the Shemei Mi, the heavenly voice that came forward and said,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. And at times to God.
In a different exposition, the verse, even the verse from today's psalm, from Mizmor Ayin Beit, Psalm 72, Psalm LXXII. In a different exposition, the verse, even the verse from today's psalm, from Mizmor Ayin Beit, Psalm 72, Psalm LXXII. Here. In a different exposition, the verse is read, give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy victory to the king's son. Elohim mishpateka le melektein we tzidkateka le ben melek
ben melek ben melek.
Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy victory we tzidkateka, and thy victory to the king's son we tzidkateka le ben melek
ben melek
ben melek
ben melek.
Hear judgments, mishpat, mishpat, thy judgments, mishpat eka. Hear judgments, mishpat, mean punishments. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I accept the punishments, but surely, therefore, thou wilt give thy victory, zidkat eka, thy victory to the king's son. Le ben melek,
ben melek,
ben melek.
Therefore,
thou wilt give thy victory with zidkateka le ben melek to the king's son, to Shlomo. Le Shlomo.
Shlomo.
Shlomo. Another comment on give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness. Elohim mishpateka le melek tain with zidkateka. With tzidkateka and thy righteousness. Here, melek, king, means Moshiach. Ha-melek means the king Messiah, of whom it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaias, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1a, verse b, 3b to c, and verse 4a, where it reads, and there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land.
Of the land. Of the land.
V'yatza choter mi geza yishai. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. We yatza choter mi geza, mi geza,
mi geza, mi geza, mi geza.
Vinachah alayo ruach Yahovah, and the spirit of he who be who he be, the spirit of Jehovah ruach Yahovah, shall rest upon him. We nachah alayo ruach Yahowah
Yahowah Yahowah.
V'lo le'mare anayo yishpot, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. V'lo le'mare anayo yishpot, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. V'lo le'mishma'a aznayo yokiach, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With lo le mishma'a aznayo yokiach, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. V'shafata b'tzedek dalim, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. V'shafata b'tzedek dalim, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. V'chokiach b'mishor le anye anve eret le anwe aret, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. V'chokiach b'mishor le anwe aret. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. V'yatza choter mi geza'a Yishai, and the spirit of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of he who be who he be, shall rest upon him. With nachah ailayo ruach Yahuwah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. With lo lemare ainayo ayishpot, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With lo lemishma'a aznayo yokiach, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. V'shafata b'tzedek adalim, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. V'hokiyacha b'mishor le'anwei aret. Rav Eliezer, Elizator, Where there is no judgment, there will be judgment. And where there is judgment, there will be no judgment. How so? Because when courts on earth render judgment, there will be no judgment in Shemaim, in heaven. But when no judgment is rendered on earth, there will be judgment by Shemaim in heaven, in the heavens. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will sit in judgment upon the guilty and make them pay. But when judgment is rendered on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, what is there for me to do? This was my calling. As it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, for the Lord is a God of justice. Ki Elohe Mishpata Yahuwah, for Jehovah, He who be who He be, is a God, Elohim, of justice. Ki Elohe Mishpata Yahuwah. When ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Even here, Vayikra, Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3, where it reads, when ye walk, when you walk, when you're trod in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them. Yim bechukotai telechu, v'eta mitzotai tishmeru, va'sitem otam. If ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them. If ye walk in my statutes and my commandments and do them, that is, when you, y'all, have taken up my calling, I shall seek another calling. As it is said in the next verse, then will I give your rains in their season. Then I will give your rains in their seasons. Even here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 4. Then I will give your rains in their season. Hence, here, it is said even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Beit, in Psalm 72, verse 2 and verse 3a, it reads, He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and the poor with justice. The mountains shall bring peace to the people. Yadin amecha v'tzedek, va'niyecha v'mishpata, yisu hari shalom al'am, that He may judge thy people with righteousness. Yadin amecha b'tzedek, and thy poor with justice. Va'niyecha b'mishpata, may the mountains be a peace to the people. Yisu hari shalom la'am. Once judgment is rendered, at once the mountains will bring peace, shalom, to the people. Shalom la'am. Justice, peace to the people. But it is possible, is it possible for mountains to bring peace? Yes. For there is contention in the world when crops are scanty. Lamaze, why? Because when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, and is met with, what dost thou in my vineyard? What doest thou in my vineyard? And thus they contend, one with the other. When crops are plentiful in the world, people look kindly on one another, and there's shalom, there's peace in the world. As is said even in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 10, in that day saith Yahuwah Tzevaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, shall y'all call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. And here, Midrash comment, because when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, Hear, Midrash notes, the mountains were terraced. The mountains were terraced for vineyards. The mountains were terraced for vineyards. So, when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, is met with, "What doest thou in my vineyard?" And thus they contend one with the other. But when crops are plentiful in the world, people look kindly on one another. And there's shalom, there's peace in the world. As is said, Bayom hahu num yawaz vaota tikau isha le raihu illa tahata gafen illa tahata tena. In that day, Bayom hahu, saith Jehovah of hosts, Noom Yahweh Sabaoth, the oracle, Noom Yahweh Sabaoth, the oracle of he who be, who he be, of hosts of armies. Tikreu ish le'ra'ehu, shall y'all call every man his neighbor. Tikreu ish le'ra'ehu, under the vine, illa tahata gefen, and under the fig tree, with illa tahata teena. Bayom hahu anumi yowa sabaota tikau isha le raihu illa tahata gefena with illa tahata teena. In that day, saith Jehovah of hosts of armies, shall y'all call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Shall y'all call tikau ish le ra'ehu, man of his neighbor, man for his neighbor, every man his neighbor, under the vine, ilatachat gefen, and under the fig tree, we ilatachata teena. You will invite one another to come and sit under the vine and sit under the fig tree. This here, a word picture of the ideal days of shalom, the ideal days of peace, under the vine and under the fig tree. Illa tachat gefen with illa tachat teena. Under the vine, under the fig tree, under misenti, under
Shabbat shalom, Chavarim, Shabbat shalom, rest and refresh, Hashem Yeshua, be well.